Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Carson Lyons and Ellie Wogan, two of the leaders of the Pella Girls golf team as we're past the halfway point of the season. The postseason is looming quickly, as all of our spring sports are. Carson, I'll start with you. I know you had a little bit of a midseason pause due to some injuries, but you're back and you're ready to golf. And you've had a great start to the season beyond that with some low scores. Your thoughts about how things have gone overall and what's different maybe even about this year's team with some of the depth you have?
We have like 16 girls instead of our last year's 9, so we have more ability to vary our varsity squad. And I feel like there's been some meets where we've pulled a lot of 40s out of the whole team and had some really low scores, and there's some meets where it just doesn't go well for us and we shoot like maybe like a 220. But the depth of the team and how like three of our varsity starters that are playing today are brand new to the sport, and so I'm really excited for next year because they have the whole summer to grow on their own.
Well, and Ellie, obviously your spring has gotten crazy. You were a member of the Tulip Court, as we talked about back in November and again earlier this spring, and that hasn't stopped. And on top of that, you're still playing your golf. Mm-hmm. How have you tried to balance things so far? And obviously, I'm sure there's been some impacts to your performance, but mm-hmm. I'm guessing you're trying to enjoy that balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been super busy with the Tulip Court, and I've missed a lot of practices. I think I've been only to one or two in the past couple of weeks. But I'm trying to go to all the meets that I can, and I started the season off really well, and then the lack of being able to practice has kind of impacted me and my performance in the meets, but I'm trying to get out to the range in the weekends if I can, and so I'm hoping that I can play at least one or two more meets by the end of the year and that it just goes well, and I'm just really excited to see where the end of the season takes us.
Well, and team-wise, when you've had the whole group together, Carson, you kind of alluded to it, there has been some success, and you've had some numbers and beat some ranked teams and have been a ranked team at one point this year. How exciting is that to see that elevation in play, even like you said, with all these new faces too?
I'm really excited to see where we place in the regional lineup because obviously being a ranked team and have the possibility of becoming ranked, we can get put in different regional compared to other teams. And then we have a better chance of going to state because if we're ranked, we get put in a certain regional with another team. And so I feel like if that day we pull some low scores, the team does have an opportunity going to state together.
Well, and Ellie, considering that, how has that maybe even helped you feel better about going to Tulip Court, knowing that girls like Kennedy and Jenna have really stepped up into varsity roles when you've been gone and still put together some pretty solid scores?
Yeah, it makes me feel a lot more comfortable because whereas last year my score maybe mattered a little bit more just because we didn't have the numbers and we didn't have like me and even Olivia Hood has put out some really low scores this year as well. And so just adding like the fact that Olivia's gotten better and then that now we have like really good team or really good girls at the end that have really pulled in good scores, especially with the loss of Reagan, I just think it's helped our team out a lot and it makes me feel less bad for having to miss some of the meets because I know that they'll do well.
Well, and Carson, injury aside, you've had your own personal growth. Last year you came in as a freshman, you're pretty new, and now when you're playing with the number one players of other teams. I remember when I was up in Ankeny, you were with the Centennial and Gilbert girl, and they're state-ranked individual girls. How have you tried to elevate your game this year, and how do you think that's worked, knowing, again, oftentimes you're playing with some of the best girls in the state?
I like to just, like, for instance, when I was playing with Eden Lorbach, who shoots, like, a 72, I had so much fun watching her and learning from her while I was playing more than I was playing myself. And, like, watching her, I even changed my swing a little bit after watching her and talking to her. So sometimes, even though I know I'm not going to beat the girl I'm playing with, I learn from them a lot. And then, over the course of time, I've honestly just made friends with the people I play with, and I try to just, like, look past the fact that they're obviously much better than me sometimes. And honestly, like, I just was texting Eden the other day, and we were talking about some scores, and so, like, I focus on my game, but at the same time, I take the opportunity of playing the one to learn from the other people that are obviously really good.
Well, and Ellie, obviously this program has gone through a lot since you were a freshman, and, you know, in the sense of the three varsity years that you've had really low numbers, you've had kind of some changes in the lineup, a lot of different girls you played with. How do you think you've grown over these past 3 years, and what do you hope your legacy for the senior class is, knowing that there is some exciting young players coming up?
Yeah, so obviously freshman year was canceled during COVID, but my sophomore year is pretty new, but the team was super welcoming, and I've just tried to, like, hold that and pass it on to the years below me, and being the only senior is kind of crazy because I'm kind of sad that more people didn't join, but it also gives me the opportunity to really try and, like, lead this team in, like, a directional sense of where, like, what we want to do to prepare for a meet. Like, we started praying before meets now, and I think that's honestly helped us a lot too because it just gives us a sense of calm before we go play. And I think that as a legacy, I just want to leave, like, a loving and fun team to be on.
Well, there's still this season yet to be had, even if we have some limited appearances left for Ellie. But Carson, now that you guys are getting healthier and some of those younger players in particular are getting some good experience, what are some of your goals remaining, knowing that you've had some good scores this year and knowing that you want the program to maybe be elevated?
I really hope that we can place in the top three at our conference meet coming up at DCG. And then I really hope in the regional, if we don't make it to state, that at least me and then some people behind me can qualify individually and try to get that top six individual spot. And I feel like even if we don't reach those goals, we will push each other to practice this summer, because there's a lot of talent that could be unlocked this summer that I feel like people don't know yet.
Well, and Ellie, similar question in the sense of, again, you're a little bit more limited, but what do you hope to accomplish with the meets that you do have left?
Yeah, I would just like to go out and have fun. I've made a lot of friends throughout golf. I stay in contact with some of the girls I played with sophomore year, and so it's been a lot of fun. And so honestly, like, I don't have much time left, but I hope just to make a couple more friends by the end and hopefully shoot some lower scores, but we'll see.
Carson Lyons and Ellie Wogan, two members of the Pella Girls golf team as we approach the postseason. Ladies, thank you for your time and appreciate it.
Thank you.